And with that, let's move to our feature, and it is a visit with the Albuquerque Quartet, the rock quartet Acceptable Losses. The Generation Listen Project, our podcast, has an extensive, far more extensive version of this than was heard on Tuesday afternoon Freeform. But we're going to hear the interview of the band with their own Jalila Arthur that took place on Tuesday Freeform. The podcast will also include the conversation with line producer Fawaz Ayal, Fawaz Lawal, and Fawaz will be speaking to them on podcast. But we're going to go right into the music. Acceptable Losses are Wake Gardner, Wake Gardner, vocalist, Aiden Gardner, bass and vocals, Josh Galloway, guitar, Trey Baker, drums, recorded. We'll get to the Studio A recording made by Ramon Garcia just a week or two ago. But first, let's hear something from the new album forthcoming in November, something of a sneak preview. This song entitled Wake Up in Seattle, appropriate for a group that is road warriors after a fashion, love to tour. That's why we love to get them back here. Wake Up in Seattle, new music from Acceptable Losses.
Yeah. more acceptable losses. We're acceptable losses. Let's do a Cancer and then El Camino.
Living your life, baby, on your knees. So what you say, hey, I do what I please. I said, tell me what you're after, what is your cancer? Tell me what you're after, what is it, your cancer? You don't want me, that's what makes me easy. Maybe a little sneezy, I'm calling to the voices in the crowd. If you are a freaker, let me hear you shout. Tell me what you're after, what is your cancer? Tell me what you're after, what is your cancer? What is your cancer? Tell me what you're after. What is? Tell me what you're after. What is your cancer? Tell me what you're after. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me hear a little more. We'll be right back. Rain falls like drums in the forest, don't bore us, sun get to the chorus. A tongue tied shut, I'm all strung out. Hey, quiet now, there's no need to shout. I know something's going on, I know something's going wrong. See, I had a secret that I forgot, because I got myself keys, but I got no lock. Does it really matter if it's black or white? Because it's in my head and not out loud. Like I'm in a canyon, shout it out. I know there's something I miss. Like a long lost lover, I can taste a kiss. I'm pushing you down, baby, till you break. At least you know what you could take.
I'm DJ Leela here in the studio with Acceptable Losses. It is a pleasure to have you guys. I'm just going to have you introduce yourselves one by one so we know whose voice is whose. Let's start over here.
I'm Aiden.
Hello.
Bass player.
Aiden, the bass player.
I'm Wake. I'm the front man.
Front man Wake, lyricist.
I'm Josh. I'm the guitarist.
All right. And?
I'm Trey and I play drums.
Trey on the drums. Thanks so much for being here in the studio. Did you guys have fun recording that session?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Time.
Yeah, you throw down a wicked show. I like how they just kept coming. You guys didn't even want to break. You were like, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
When we get going, we don't really stop.
We usually have quicker transitions live. Like when we play shows.
Yeah, yeah. Approached it very much like a show, and I appreciated that. So well, we can hear that on today's podcast and musician showcase. I wanted to know some information, too, that we didn't get for our intro, and that was what drives you guys, right, Trey? Something about today's performance, thinking about what keeps you going.
I told Josh earlier, and one thing that motivates me to be successful in music is so that we could hire people to carry our gear. Because, nobody ever wants to help the drummer.
That's an improvement over. I don't want to go back to school, which is what the answer's been lately. I like both. I like that one a bit more.
And then Wake, you were telling us about your shows. Tell us about how much you tour and where you head.
Yeah, we tour hard. We've toured a lot. This summer we went all the way up. We did Seattle. We did Portland. We were in California for what seemed like an eternity. We were doing a show after show after show after show. We were in Colorado, and then we went, you know, we hit Utah and Boise, you know, and Arizona, and we hit Texas. I mean, we just tour, and we tour hard, and because that's just what, I mean, I don't know, I speak for myself. I love being on the road, you know, sleeping on someone's couch that I just met, and, you know, that's, that is my ideal life, and it's just great. We get to do it so much.
Yeah. The best is the nights in the car, because it's such a scary neighborhood. You're worried about leaving the car alone.
Yeah, I thought you meant so, like the nights where we drive all through night. The night.
Those are awful.
Okay, are awesome. So we got some crazy stories you guys want to share from your tours.
we were in Colorado Springs, and we were supposed to be in Boise, Idaho the next day, and so We left this this little going away party. We did some shows with this band in Colorado, and they threw us a little going away party. So we were there till about 3, and then we had a 13.
Yeah, we had a 13 and a half hour drive
to Boise. 3 in the morning. It was just magical, really.
It was a good time.
It was awful.
That's an awesome crazy story.
Last tour. Gosh, what would have been last July? We were in Houston during the hurricane.
Oh, that was awesome.
So we were driving. We did a show in Houston. We're loading out, and the hurricane hits, and it was just rain and pouring. It was awful, and it was crazy. And he's driving, and he's just, you know, and he's just so loud. He does everything, and so he's driving.
All I hear is Wake go, "Why'd you switch lanes?" And Aiden goes, "I didn't." But we moved over. Yeah, I am aware that we moved over a lane. I did not intentionally switch lanes.
It was so smooth. I thought he actually switched lanes.
We just smoothly hydroplaned into a new lane.
Yeah, that was a terrifying drive.
I can't give you exact quotes because we're on the radio, but you know, there were some colorful words.
Colorful language.
lovely language. And then I'm definitely dying of curiosity about your guys' new record. Tell me, what's the story?
Well, our album is called Twice as Gold, and it's coming out in November. We're really, really excited about it. Our first single off it was Wake Up in Seattle, which we played earlier today, and that was great. We got a lot of good feedback. We got played around the country on that one. It was really, really exciting.
We actually got played in London too.
Yeah, we got played in London on that one. That was really great. And, you know, our newest single, Spot on the Sun, has been doing really well. We're really, really happy with the reception from that one. And this whole album is 11 songs, and we're really excited. I feel like it's what we're really all about.
Now watch this. This is how it's done. Huh. You don't care about me. I don't care about that. Let me stand next to your fire.
Well, as they do their Hendrix, we're going to give them one more original before we go, but let's let you know that you can find out more about Acceptable Losses. I think Bandcamp is one of the places you want to go. Sample their work, keep track of them. Next month is when the new album rolls out, Twice as Gold. Just want to make sure we have enough time to get this next song in its entirety before we move on to Route 66. We'll be back next week. A little flavor of Brazil. We've had Rock Fever next week. I think we're going to have some serious saudade. Stay tuned for that next week. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up in about 4 minutes.
Any day, you see, I have only one dirty desire to make love to you in your fire. Let me stand next to your fire.
I'll blow you up.
Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire.
I'll blow you up.
Let me stand.
it's great to be alive. Well, it's not always sunny in Philadelphia. And the guy on the news has a clue. Yeah, I'll admit, I woke up in a bad mood. Oh, and I'm sick and tired of taking this from you. And it's not like me to go and complain. And it's not like me to go and wreck your day. I feel like there's one thing left to say. It'd be better if you just stayed away. Well, there's a protest down on Main Street. Like, that'll change anything. But when I woke up today, it occurred to me that this face is driving me insane. And it's not like me to go and complain. And it's not like me to go and wreck your day. I feel like there's one thing left to say. It'd be better if you just stayed away. Come on, kick it! Complain now, no, and it's not like me to go and wreck your day. I feel like there's one thing left to say. It'd be better if you just stayed away. Come on now, break it down before we go. Oh, get funny with it, man. Like Prince. Oh, it's always watching. Well, the man in the suit swears you the moon. As you walk away, he gives you the boot. Only one thing left to say. It'd be better if you just stayed away. Because it's not like me to go and complain now. It's not like me to go and make your day. I feel like there's one thing left to say. It'd be better if you just stayed away. Stay away, away. Stay away. Stay away. It'd be better if you just stayed away. All right, we got one more song for you guys.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll see you next week. Let's play you out in a few moments we have. One more cut from Jute, the new one from Lindy Vision, celebrating their release next Saturday at Dual Brewing in Albuquerque. See you next week.
It's all believe it.